This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Health officials are advising Coloradans to spend New Year's Eve inside with their own households. However, some cities will still offer fireworks for socially distanced onlookers. The Ataman Club in Pikes Peak will commemorate the 150th anniversary of Colorado Springs with fireworks. Vail is also hosting a fireworks display, and Aspen 82 TV will present fireworks shows from previous years. DUI enforcement is up across Colorado for New Year's Eve and the holiday weekend. CDOT says dozens of state and local police have increased patrols through Saturday. Last year's New Year's Eve netted 360 impaired drivers. A CSU alumna made history last night in the NBA. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Becky Hammon became the first woman ever to serve as an NBA head coach during a regular season game. Hammon is an assistant for the San Antonio Spurs, and when head coach Greg Popovich got ejected in the second quarter, he put her in charge for the rest of the game. Hammon joined the Spurs in 2014 as the first woman to become a full-time assistant coach in NBA history. While at CSU, she set records for career points, baskets, and three-pointers made by a female player. She went on to play in the WNBA for 15 years. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Coming up, how the pandemic continues to affect local government funding. Then, a Minneapolis police officer fatally shot a man in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop yesterday. Residents are awaiting footage from the incident from a police body camera. We'll have that story. We'll have actually both of those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. During a tumultuous year, Colorado Public Radio has been freely available to Coloradans everywhere. Keep that access going with your year-end donation before 2020 ends at midnight. Go to CPR.org. Also at CPR.org, Colorado 2020 in photos, racial reckonings, wildfires, elections, and more wrapped in a pandemic. Take a look back on a difficult year with CPR visuals editor Hart Van Denberg. You'll find Hart's work at CPR.org. This is CPR News.